That would be pretty cool. That would be interesting to hear that from 10 meters and then from 12 meters. That trail has been open a couple of days ago. I think I threw contacts a couple of days ago. I had contact at Belgium on 12 meters about a couple of weeks ago when I did. That was pretty awesome contact on 12 meters. It was wide open. I mean, you could hear them pretty clear when it came in. Propagation was just perfect for it. The atmosphere was just clear as ever as a whistle. You know, that's how clear it was.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to save up and, you know, or you know, hurry up and get some HF equipment that I can actually operate, you know, with a portable antenna. Because as you know, in a lot of these complexes, they don't allow you to have an antenna. So at least if I had something portable, I could go out to a park somewhere or just, you know, go out somewhere, sit out there, and when it's nice out, work a little DX, or even in the car when my driver's driving me around as a passenger, I could sit there and work some HF. So I was, I've been trying to do that. So it's been kind of a challenge. I remember they used to have a an Albright 2990. It was a 10 meter, 12 meter handheld, and I was watching a lot of YouTube videos about it. But I tried to get my hands on that radio, and I cannot for the life of me find anybody who's got it. I guess they made it a short amount of time, and then they stopped. And it's unfortunate because people like me would like to have, you know, something that's portable.
You probably get that going pretty soon, and, you know, and get something portable that you want that. You get on 10 meters and add on a portable, that's pretty awesome to get on 10 meters on a portable like that, you know, if you could, if you wanted to. I'm sure you got your advantages on that, you know, you can do that that way. And there's always a way that there's a way, you know, and with ham radio, you can do almost anything that you want. I have a 10-tech radio in the cooler I had bought that years ago from a friend of mine. He had passed away years ago, and he didn't want to help me. My first call, I always went to his house. His wife always said, once you don't want to learn Morse code from him. And I passed like 5 words a minute, and then passed my tech, but like 5 words a minute and my general. But now they skip the code, and they go from the tech to the general now. So when they drop the code, now they just do the tech to general now, KCCPT. And did you say you were legally blind? I think I probably misunderstood that, maybe said that.
Yeah, that's a Roger. Legally blind and has some back problems too. So, you know, that's why I'm definitely trying to get a portable. And something I can carry around. I've got one of them telescopic antennas for CB, which, you know, you can make that work on 10 meters. I do. I have to be honest with you. I do CB as well. I work sideband DXing, shooting skip on CB. So, you know, a 10, 11, 12 meter radio would be perfect for me. It's, at least it would get me on HF. Yeah, and I got my general license. When I was in Virginia, I worked quite a bit of DX. I had a Wolf River coil antenna, and I had a Antron 99 with a antenna tuner. And when I separated from my wife because of a lot of things, and I lost a lot of my radio equipment because she was spending money on various different things. So the antenna stuff I lost, but the radio I still got. I got a base antenna, but I got one of those vertical ones. It's an NFED. But I could probably make that into a portable by connecting it to a basketball hoop holder and then put some sand at the bottom of it and just clamp it onto that. And then when I want to take it down, when I'm done using it, I could always do that. That'd be a down and dirty way of doing it. But, yeah, something that's portable would be great. At least I could get back on HF. I haven't been able to do HF in the past couple of years, and I've been pretty upset about it, so...